Yeah. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. And we just came back there from a longer set featuring a lot more ambient and post-punky type songs.
And even some elements of electronica as well, as we heard in that last song. A really chill number there by the band A-ha. Not A-ha. Huge difference.
Very different.
Very different. Now, this band, actually, if they sound somewhat vaguely familiar, that's because the members of this group were once part of another group that we have played many times here on the show, a band that was called Teen Anger. However, this album and this band, they've changed the direction. They have their debut record coming out on April 14th. It's a self-titled record, and from that we heard the song Babylon.
Yeah, and it's different. Same members, there's a few guests, but yeah, really cool stuff there from those musicians. They always put out something interesting. And
yeah, the people, whether they're Teen Anger or regardless, fantastic stuff. This one, they have a lot of chill elements. It almost reminds me of a little bit of like almost Manchester, like baggy music from like the early 90s.
Well, there's a bit of dub in there, and
a bit of
some post-punk,
well.
And yeah, it's really cool. We'll definitely be hearing more of that. That was Babylon. Before that, we heard two songs that are connected to each other, which I'll explain. We heard a band called First Man Over, and we heard the song Somewhere from the self-titled album of the same name, originally released in 1986. And then prior to that, we heard a band called Kinetic Ideals, and we heard the song
No Exit.
Yeah,
and that's from their album Reason. Now, Dave did say there's a connection with these bands, and that involves some of the members of the groups.
Yeah, so they're originally from Mississauga, and they were around from 80 to 83, and they put out a bunch of EPs and I believe an album. And then they kind of, the members started changing, so they formed a new band with some of the members, which would be called First Man Over. And that band had a little bit more R.E.M. and indie rock sounds in it. Yeah, definitely. But the post-punk sounds of Kinetic Ideals is very unique, and they're not as well known. So I just wanted to highlight some of those tracks. And yeah, maybe we'll get some more on a future episode. A couple of years back, they had like a collection of lost recordings, and an album was put out through a label, and you can hear that online. But the other stuff is quite hard to come by. So if I can find some more, I'll get some on there if anyone liked that. Before that, we heard some music from Universal Cleaner. As mentioned, this is from a musician that's originally from Windsor, now lives in Europe as a graphic designer, and it's put together by Jacob Tavanyak. And yeah, this definitely has more ambient electronic sounds in it. There's a little bit of darker post-punk elements as well. Not something I was like, I don't know if it's going to fit within the show, but to be honest, it really fit well within that set.
Yeah, I really like the sort of atmosphere in that song. It was called Her Mind Was a Psychic Slaughterhouse from Fluxus Deluxus. And as you said, this artist now resides in Europe. We actually heard before that a new project, which I was very excited to hear for the first time, called Noble Rot. And this one is a really cool project featuring members of some, like, I would say, like, higher tier Canadian alternative and aggressive indie rock. We heard Alex Etkins of Metz and Graham Walsh of Holy F as part of this. And we also heard contributions from Githead, principally Colin Newman and Malta Spiegel. Wonderful additions on that song. And as Dave said, while we were listening to it, as soon as that guitar line comes in, you know that's Colin Newman. Maybe a lot of people wouldn't think of him as having a distinct tone, but after a while, you're like, yeah, that is a sound that I always associate with Colin Newman, whether it's in Wire, Githead, or any other act.
And I should mention, for the Universal Cleaner song, actually, we did not play Her Mind Was a Psychic Slaughterhouse. We were going to, but we decided to play a longer track instead, which is called Vampire Star System. That's the song that we did here in that set.
Well, you know, we might end up playing that other song on another episode then.
That's true. I recommend checking that out. It's on Bandcamp, Fluxus Deluxus. From Universal Cleaner. And coming up next, we're going to get to some more music. That's what we're here to do. Play music?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I'd like to play some more music. Can we play some more music?
Maybe. Okay. You know, definitely it's not for our color commentary that people tune in, but we're going to be playing some newer releases. Actually, music that is preceding album releases. We're going to be playing two tracks from bands that have new albums coming out later this year. In May, Pony is releasing their follow-up record to their previous release. It's going to be called Velveteen. They've had a series of singles dropped over the past year leading up to this, and their latest release is called Très Jolie, so we're going to be hearing that. And starting things off, we're going to be anticipating a brand new release from the New Pornographers at the end of the month. They're going to have a new album called Continue As Guests, and I really love the songs we've been hearing from it. I love the song featuring some great vocals from Nico Case. It's called Angel Cover, and that's how we're going to be starting off this set here on Revolution Rock.